Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to see with this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomber hoochies with precision. My intentions took you with you with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. You the cold ass nigga on them all.
Show up. I keep my hand on my gun because they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the coat room waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the nigga's mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get defensive and shit and put together a million march for some gangsta shit.
So now they got a slate to multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown. The shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to crash. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you savage. They out to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P. She niggerina. I got a house out in the hills right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfuck the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas to die for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop bailing me, motherfucking G's. If you got a better floor, another woman, two of them ever but smoke won't.
But
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
Give me 5 on the black hand side.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories radio show. I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio, Gregory Story Talk Radio Show. Now, the subject of today's radio show is the war in the UK, Russia versus the Ukraine. And we're going to include a little bit of our president, Joe Biden's speech on his State of the Union address. But right now, Russia has entered the Ukraine, and it has a 4-mile entourage that's on its way to the state capital. And the state capital is surrounded by military men ready to fight for the Ukraine army. But the Russians have, Putin has sent his military to enter the Ukraine from the east, and they have over 100,000 soldiers that have entered the Ukraine and is marching toward the state capital. Now, last night, Putin sent some fighter planes that dropped bombs on a nuclear station in the Ukraine. In fact, it's the largest nuclear plant in the country of the Ukraine, and it's the largest nuclear plant in Europe. So they dropped bombs, and they started 6 fires in the nuclear plant, but the fires were put out by the residents of the Ukraine. And they say that it didn't cause any nuclear reaction, no nuclear, no radiation has leaked from the nuclear plant. So there's no radiation damage to anybody in any part of the Ukraine as of right now. But they're still saying that Putin is going to bomb the nuclear reactor again, the nuclear plant. So that's why the soldiers from the Ukraine is trying to stop the bombing, and they're getting fighter planes from Germany and from Poland that are coming to help fight with the air travel, airplane fighting over the country of the Ukraine. And the United States is putting up money to help them buy nuclear weapons, to buy military weapons to help fight. They're helping them arm themselves with ground-to-air missiles to shoot the airplanes out of the sky. And they're hoping that they can stop the entourage from bombing the nuclear plant. So that's what the big mission is right now, because if the nuclear plant goes up, that could be devastating to the whole continent of Europe. So they're trying to stop the Russians from bombing the nuclear plant. And I don't know why the United States hasn't cut off the pipeline. They're still paying Russia for natural gas. And that doesn't make any sense why they're paying Russia for natural gas. And then they're trying to cut their natural gas pipeline off. That's kind of contradictory to the situation that they're in. They're giving Russia money to help fight their military, but at the same time, the United States is giving money to the Ukraine people to staff their military and to fight against the Russians. So that's kind of, I don't understand what the United States is thinking, because they're funding Russia by buying the natural gas, But at the same time, they're giving the Ukraine soldiers money to fight Russia. So Russia's making money off of the sale of their natural gas to Europe and to the United States. And the United States is sending money to the Ukraine to fight Russian soldiers. I'm confused. I don't understand why the U.S. isn't cutting back on the natural gas and stop paying Russia, because the more money they give Russia, the more Russia can advance their military. I don't know what's really going on there. I don't know what President Biden and the White House is thinking at this time. But a lot of the Ukrainians, they loaded their men, their women and their children on the trains, and they all have gone to different countries that are close to the Ukraine, and they're looking for asylum in those countries. So hopefully their men will be able to fight and stop the Russian invasion while the women and the children are safe in other countries, because they're seeking this asylum in the other countries. So that's the way it's going. And the Russians have sent armies into the north of the Ukraine, and they're attacking the cities in the north. And they're also sent soldiers to attack the cities in the south. And they're planning to attack the cities on the west coast of the Ukraine. So they're spreading their military power around the country. But they still haven't reached the state capital yet, the city of Kyiv, where the president of the Ukraine is still in the capital, and he has his soldiers surrounding the capital city and prepared to fight against the Russian invasion. So hopefully they will be able to keep the Russian soldiers outside from taking over the Ukraine capital. And that's where we are now. The United States and Germany and Poland are trying to help the Ukraine armies, but everybody is still buying gas, natural gas, from the Russians. And we don't understand that move at all. But I guess our president is deciding that if they don't buy gas from Russia, then our inflation is going to go up. The cost of gas is going to go up in the United States. And the cost of food and stuff is going to go up in the United States. But they need to come up with another plan, because if we're feeding Russia with money, then they're able to use the money to fight against the Ukraine. So that doesn't make any sense. It's a crazy situation going on there. And Russia and Putin has decided that he's not going to quit, that he's telling his Russian citizens that the invasion is going good. It's going as expected, and they're doing a good deed by invading the Ukraine. And once they invade the Ukraine, they're going to move eastward, and they're going to invade some other countries. And that's what's given China a little information. because China's believing that if the United States is involved with the fight with the Ukraine against Russia, then China can take over Taiwan. And the United States has been aiding Taiwan in their fight against China. So that's the way the situation is turning out. It's getting ready to be an all-out war in the West. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. I have a caller on the line, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
Joe from Montana.
Joe from Montana. Okay, Joe, what is your comment or your question?
Okay, before you started playing the ads, I listened briefly to where you were talking about the Ukraine. So there's a couple of different philosophies regarding Putin's motivations into going into Ukraine. Have you discussed them?
No. I talked about, well, I asked the question, why is Putin invading Ukraine? But I hadn't gotten the answer yet. So I'm not really sure because I'm not a politician and I'm not a reporter. So I'm not really sure on what the basis of this war is. So if you have something to share with us, please do.
All right. Well, the prevailing opinion is that Putin doesn't want Ukraine to join NATO. I can't say that I blame him because Ukraine is right on the border of Russia. And if Ukraine joins NATO, then NATO is only a hop, skip, and a jump away from Russia. And nobody wants the potential enemy of theirs to be right next door, which is one of the reasons why back in 1962, we had the October crisis when John F. Kennedy was president. So that's one opinion. The other is that he's going after, there's about six supposedly bio labs in Ukraine funded by the United States, and they're doing gain of function, which is the taking of a natural virus and applying technology to it to make it a bioweapon. So the other opinion is that he's going after them to get rid of the U.S. influence with the gain of function. So have you heard about that?
No, that's something new. Is that like a new virus that they're going to institute in the United States, or Russia's going to try to control that?
Well, like I was saying, it's funded by the United States. So Russia and America are our enemies. So if right next door to them is the country that is doing experiments with viruses and which could come out with bioweapons like COVID-19, HIV, et cetera, if I were the, let's say if you were the president, prime minister, or head of Russia, would you be concerned about that?
Well, yeah, if it's right next door to my country, yes, I'd be very concerned about that and the development of that viral weapon. How far along is the research?
That I don't know. But they're not supposed to be doing this kind of research anyway. Gain of function, as far as I know, and I may be wrong about this, is something which is banned internationally. Countries don't want other countries to take an existing virus, which is normally harmless, perform experiments with it, and then try to mutate it into a virus that's dangerous to the human population. So if I were Putin, I certainly would be very, very concerned about biolabs of this particular type of order performing experiments like that. So that's the other scuttlebutt on his motivation for going into the Ukraine. Some other people say that he didn't really invade the Ukraine because he's only going after the biolabs and he's going to leave the rest of the Ukraine alone. But then I read that the mayor of one of the Ukrainian cities, which supposedly was a pro-Putin.
Kyiv, the capital of the Ukraine, is where Putin is sending all his soldiers because they want to take over the capital so they can run the country of Ukraine.
Yeah, that motivation behind it is, you know, what's up in question. But the person I was talking about was the mayor of, I don't know if he was the mayor of Kyiv, I think he was the mayor of another city, and he was pro-Russian, and now he's found dead. So I guess we just have to wait a few more days or a week in order to find out if this war is going to continue and how deeply it spreads.
Oh, okay. So how many days has the war been, have they been at war? It's like, what, today is like the 12th day?
Yeah, they haven't been at war for a long time. So we'll just have to wait and see. Ukrainian soldiers are dying, and I presume some of Russian soldiers have been killed. But any real widespread war effort, I haven't seen yet. So that's what I'm waiting for.
That's interesting. What do you think about that caravan that's on its way to the capital? That's like, what do they say, it's a 40-mile caravan of weapons and Russian soldiers and all of that, that it's en route to the state capital?
You mean sent by Biden?
Yeah, no, sent by Putin. They're Russian. There's a Russian caravan that's on the highway that's on its way to the state capital, but it keeps breaking down. And they're saying that maybe the caravan is running out of gas and that maybe they don't have enough food to feed the soldiers. And they're saying Ukraine men are laying in front of the tanks and the jeeps and are blocking passage of the caravan
uh-huh.
that's trying to make its way. to the state capitol. But it hasn't gotten there yet, but they're saying when it arrives that it's going to be a massacre, that they have more soldiers and more weapons than the Ukraine does. So when the caravan finally gets there, it's going to be a massacre in the state capitol. And people are asking, how come nobody has bombed the caravan to stop them from their destination?
Well, if there is a caravan heading towards the state capitol, well, then Putin knows about it. Putin sanctioned it, and it's a war, and it's part of the war effort. So if Ukrainian men are lying down in front of the caravan to prevent them, that's what you're saying, that they're lying down in front of the caravan? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're trying to stop the advancement of the caravan. And if they don't have weapons, they're just laying their bodies down trying to stop the caravan.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
Well, that's
how would
what
that
I
stop
heard.
If Putin, which is a major superpower in the world, and they have pretty good armaments, and they've, you know, they have experience with wars, just like we do. If they're sending a caravan, right, of weapons to destroy the capital, right, why would they stop if Ukrainian men are lying down in front of it?
I don't know. I know that they're saying that they're putting tracks down on the ground, and when the jeeps run over the tracks, they're blowing out the tires. That's
well, I haven't heard about that, but that makes more sense than putting soldiers in front of jeeps and tanks, thinking that perhaps the tanks and the jeeps are going to stop. If their mission is to go to the Capitol and kill the soldiers, why would they just run over the soldiers en route?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm just thinking that the Ukrainians are using whatever means they can to try to stop the caravan. And if they jump in front of the transportation is slowing down to move.
Like I say, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, well, then we're getting different reports from different biases. If I'm going to go into a city to destroy the city, why would I stop to not destroy the soldiers who are in front of my caravan?
Yeah, that would be a good question. But nobody knows why the caravan is taking so long to get to the state capitol. And that's one of the only reasons that I've heard about, that is slowing the caravan down, because they're being stopped by a lot of Ukrainian soldiers
that
don't have weapons to fight. Yeah, but maybe they have, you know, they have all of these Molotov cocktails now that they've created in that beer manufacturer. You heard about that?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, they got a beer brewery that's not producing beer, but is producing Molotov cocktails in the beer bottles now. and they've been the women were coming from the trains after they put their kids on the trains. They were bringing beer bottles and soda bottles back to, I don't know, some of the cities, and they were making Molotov cocktails, and that was what they were using as their weapon, because the women didn't have any guns, but they were making Molotov cocktails to fight with.
Well, I guess if the Russian caravan entered the city, sure, that's what they would have in lieu of real weapons. But are the women out there with Molotov cocktails stopping the caravan?
I don't know. I don't know if they're getting that close. I'm thinking that they're giving the men the cocktails, and the men are throwing them at the caravan while they're, you know, ambushing the caravan. I don't know, though. I just know that that's the women's contribution to the war effort. They came up with the idea.
So what is it? What is it about the Ukraine, that you've been talking about?
Well, I thought that Putin was trying to take over the Ukraine because of the pipeline, the natural gas pipeline and the oil that was going through the Ukraine that was going into the European countries. And he wanted to make sure that nobody disrupted the pipeline. So if he was in control of the country, then he would have control of the pipeline, too. So that's
okay.
Was he
getting oil from that pipeline?
Yeah. He's supplying natural gas and oil to European countries from that pipeline. That's how Russia's getting all of their money.
So why would he think the pipeline, the oil from the pipeline, which is being bought by the European countries, why would he think that supply would be interrupted?
Think that because he's been invading, you know, he's trying to take over the country, and the fact that his pipeline might be one of the reasons why the Ukraine wouldn't want him in the country, because they could cut off the pipeline and disrupt the money that the Russians are getting, because the sources of money that Russia gets, that's how they built their financial empire, is from the gas, the natural gas, and the oil that runs through the Ukraine.
Yeah, but again, why would he? Okay, what have you discussed in terms of his motivation to invade the Ukraine?
We were talking about the fact that he wanted to take over the city, the country, to add it to the country of Russia, to make it part of the Russian continent, the Russian country. So he was going to take the Ukraine because it's right next to Russia and add it to the continent, or add it to the country of Russia. Because I don't know if the Ukraine used to be part of the USSR when it was the USSR. So I don't know. Maybe he's deciding that, you know, now he wants all his properties back, and that he needs to go and invade all the countries that broke up when Russia broke up. And now he's trying to unite all of the countries back and build his country up again to make it a world power.
Well, that might be.
Because he has a country on the north side of the Ukraine that is communist, and he has a country on the south of the Ukraine, which is a peninsula, but that's communist. And I think he has a country on the west of the Ukraine, on the other side, that has communist influence. So if he gets the country of the Ukraine, then he can build his country up, and he can expand from there.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Well, that's what I wanted to call in about. So I'll let you get back to your show. Take care now.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. That's Joe from, did you say Montana? All right. Well, thank you. And if you have any other comments, people, call in and let's talk about it. Because I'm not a politician and I'm not a reporter, so I don't know all the ins and outs of the story. But the more you talk to me, the more information I learn. So you can give me a call at 563-999-3560. And we can continue our conversation. All right, DJ, what's the time check?
3:48.
All right. DJ, do you have any comments that you want to share with us about our discussion that we just had? Maybe you can share some wisdom that I don't know. You can share some of your thoughts on the situation, since we have a couple of minutes extra.
No, I don't really have any comments on the situation in Ukraine.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, let's take a commercial break, and then we'll come back, and I'll shut the show down. And if anybody else wants to call in and talk to me, then just call in, and we'll put you on the air. We have a few minutes left in the show. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories Talk Radio. All right. Well, we've had our discussion about the war every day this week. Well, for the 4 days of the 5-day week. We've been talking about the war between Russia and the Ukraine. And we even made some comments about our president, Joe Biden, and his State of the Union address that he spoke to the nation, tell them about our situation and how he was going to help the Ukrainians fight Russia. And we talked about all of that. And we had a couple of call-in guests that gave their opinion and spoke their mind about the situation, asking questions about why Russia was in this war and why Ukraine was doing what they were doing and how the women were helping the men fight the war and all those different aspects of the war. Well, we've done about all I plan to do about the discussion of the war. So when we come back on the radio on Monday, we'll have a new topic. I think we'll talk about going to college and what being in college is good for and what kind of benefit you can get from being in college and all the aspects of being in college. Oh, yeah. So we'll talk about that on Monday. When we start the week, we're going to talk about being in college. And I'll tell you stories about the days I spent in college, getting all my college degrees. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So I'm G Bunny, the pimp comic, and I'm getting out of the air chair and turning off talk radio for today, Friday, March. And we're going to give a shout-out to all of my fans and my friends that have a birthday in the month of March, that were born and raised on March 5th, 2020. Well, they weren't born. They were born on March 5th, but we're celebrating their birthday today, March 5th, 2022. So, DJ, what are some of the names of the people that we want to give a shout out to for their birthday?
All right, G Money, we have a few birthdays today from your fans. First up is Emmanuel Williams. He turns 29 years old today. He's a young pup. Trenice C. Lulu Walker, who happens to be a Zeta, has a birthday today. Anthony Vingley has a birthday today, and he's 46 years old today. Dominica Mendez, who is also a Zeta, has a birthday today. Brian O. Mothershed is a Sigma, and he has a birthday today. Mike Romeo has a birthday today. He's 108 years old. I doubt that he's really that old, though. Shamika Yarbrough has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Shamika. Yeah, I doubt it. Stacia Leach Lomax is 51, and she has a birthday today, and she's also a Zeta. And last but not least, Desiree McFarland has a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone on March 4th, 2022.
All righty. Well, happy birthday to everybody that celebrated their birthday today. We want to give a shout-out to all of my fraternity brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and all of my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody else that's celebrating their birthday, because today is your special day. And I want you to have the best day that you can possibly have to keep your life going forward. So you thank God for blessing you today. And may you make you have a happy, happy day today. And a good day tomorrow, too. And a day from now on, forever and ever. May God bless you. And God loves you, and I love you too. So thank you for listening to my radio show and following the stories that we talk about. And like I said, next week we'll be talking about going to college and all my fraternity, sorority, fraternity brothers and sorority sisters. I'm looking forward to you guys calling in next week and sharing some of your experiences. We're going to be talking about parties in college on Monday. And then we'll be talking about fraternities and sororities on Tuesday. So it's going to be a good week to get started with. So I want to wish everybody happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. And may you have many, many more, many more birthdays. Because today is your special day. And may you celebrate it with presents and gifts from all that love you. And hope you get some tonight. I mean, you know, some cake or some pie or something like that, you know. I'm G-Money. So pimp comes, and if you didn't know, now you know. So happy birthday, and I'll see you on Monday. All right, DJ Papa G,
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Munch. Because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus, Lord Jesus.
I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.